I apologize up front if this gets a little choppy. This is sometimes true for me when I try to share the overwhelming abundance of my heart. And that's where I'm at this morning. I'm going to do a little commercial real quick. I worked for a grand total of right at 15 years for Sutherland's Lumber. There's one here in Wichita Falls, there's one in Lawton, and there's about in the neighborhood of 56, 57, right around 60 total stores. And I'm just going to say, they're a great company. They're led by good men. I don't know that all of them are godly men, but I know they're all good men. When it comes to just men of good moral, men of good character. I had the privilege of working under the ownership of Mark Sutherland, and I do believe that Mark Sutherland is a godly man. I had several conversations with him, one recently, about his involvement in his church and how his heart is for his church's well-being. I say that to say that Mark has been so gracious to me, and one thing that he did for me is he gave me chances and he gave me opportunities, and I'm forever grateful for that. You know, when we work at companies and we work at jobs, there's obviously the bad with the good, and that's with any employment, you know. I worked retail for 15 years, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the bad, because in retail, there's some bad, you know. My pastor sometimes says ministry would be easy if it wasn't for people, and he says that laughingly, because that's what ministry is all about, is sharing God's love and the gifts that God has equipped us with people. And and retail is no different, in the sense of you don't have a business if you don't have people, customers, employees. But I say that to say that Mark gave me an opportunity for which I really wasn't qualified, in my opinion. And about 4.5 years ago, I was offered a spot at the store in Lawton, Oklahoma, as an assistant manager. It was kind of a lateral move to where I was here. I was an assistant manager here at Wichita Falls. And a year and a half in, circumstances presented themselves where I was offered a store manager position. And I accepted it. And I say that only to say these things. I am forever grateful for the opportunities that were presented before me. The chances that were given to me, the opportunities that were given to me, I'm grateful. Talked to Mark this past week, and he made a statement that they would always consider me family, and I can't reiterate enough how true that feels to me. You know, I don't know if there's a Sutherland's in your town. I don't know if you've had good or bad experiences in the Sutherland's. I know, like I said, there's good with bad with every business. And you catch somebody on the wrong day, not knowing what's going on in their life, we can have a bad experience anywhere. I know that's true of my church. Google review is an awesome / horrible thing. So, be that as it may, Sutherland's is a good company. It really is. About 6 months ago, fast forward, God had already been dealing with me about what I was doing with my life for Him. Doors had opened for me in business and honestly in ministry. At the time, it was necessary for me to walk through them. The church was not as the church that I'm at now here at Anchor. There were some struggles financially, and so I felt God was having me go to work and outside of the church and help support what he had called me to do. And hindsight's a wonderful thing, and it's one of those that, you know, I'm really excited for all of you that have everything figured out and every step laid out in front of you. And if it's God's plan, especially, I'm excited for you, because that's awesome to be able to know that you know. But that's not been my path, and I'm not going to blame God. That's me. I've walked through doors that were open in hindsight that made it easier and more comfortable on my family. And God has worked through me in that, because this kingdom of His is much bigger than me and my decision making. But about 6 months ago, God really had the screws turned up in my life about this world is not your home. You're just passing through. Your treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And I say that to say that God was really on me about, Jeremy, you're running out of time, and I've called you for a specific purpose, and running a home improvement store is not that purpose. I want you both feet, both hands. Matter of fact, I want you all in ministry. That's what I've equipped you with, the gifts to do that. I've given you abilities. I've given you opportunities. And I want you to do it. I share all that because this morning I walked out of my house and I'd started my car. It's like 175 billion degrees here in Texas this week. In Wichita Falls, we were the hottest place in the nation yesterday. And so I was cooling my car off at 11:30 because it was already hot. And I walked out to a familiar smell of antifreeze. And my driveway, my neighbor's driveway, I live in kind of a duplex type setup. And mine and my neighbor's driveway was covered in my antifreeze. And you know, I got the hose, Teresa got the hose out, and we washed the antifreeze off the driveway. I backed my car out into the street so we could get our van out and so I could take a better look at it, plus it'd be easier to work on out there in the street. And I guess my typical reaction to something like this would be anger. That's just me. I'm flesh. And frustration. But God is a loving and a gracious God, and God, much like my career with Sutherland's, has given me opportunities and chances beyond my abilities. And with that, He has supplied grace. It reminded me of Romans 5, where Paul wrote, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Verse 3 says, "Not only that, or not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, or we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and tribulation worketh patience." And I couldn't help but be overwhelmed with gratitude. You say, "Jeremy, that's not the normal response when it's 95 degrees and your antifreeze is on the driveway and your car's broken." I agree. I told you, that's not even my normal response. But I couldn't help but feeling overwhelmingly thankful, because I just told you a moment ago that for the last 4 years, I worked a lot in Oklahoma. And Mark was gracious enough not to force me to move. He allowed me to commute back and forth. And so I drove basically 150,000 miles on my car in the last 4 years. And I want to tell you about the goodness of God. In the last 4 years and 150,000 miles, I never broke down. I never changed a tire on the side of the road. I didn't change anything except two nuts. And I got two tires and I got real changes. And that's it. So as I stand up, I'm overwhelmed with thankfulness. God allowed me to make changes in my life. I wanted to change. And that enabled me to be locally in Wichita Falls on an interstate somewhere. And my car was broken into my driveway. And I know that's so silly. Believe me, this isn't well-thought thinking. Again, cars. And I thank God, put hand on my car. Now, anything happened. The 4 years that I drove, and then when I turned to him, he bought my car. Here's what I'm saying. God had been working on me. And he'd been working on me about refocusing on him. He's brought me to this life that I live. I'm not focused about what I have figured out. It's going to be the best for me in this life. What I've in store and planned and aligned that's going to set me up for the rest of their lives. I'm not worried about Mikey. I'm focused on him. And I said to say this, I don't want my broke after 150,000 miles, and it was after all my meeting, it was after. And I can explain that. What I can explain to you is that I am able to have overwhelming thankfulness because of the grace of God. He has brought me to a place in obedience to him that I can thank for allowing me to see his hand in my life. Some of y'all have been called God stuff, and you're putting off. You're not ready to say, yes, I'll do that. And I don't know the situation, but I just do it. He's going to give you the grace to do it. He's going to give you the grace to do it. When I resigned my store back to the country, I can't do it anymore. I did not have a job. I'm not saying this to me. I'm saying on what I've done in my life. He's brought me to a place that I get it. I get his life. This life that he's given me is his. And I've got to do what he wants me to do in this life. And if that means it means less comfort for my family, if it means less position as this world is concerned, if it means no notoriety as far as it's concerned, if it means just serving, be there for people, and God to use me in and through their lives, that's what I want to be about. That's what I want to be about. I get Romans 5 more this morning than I have in a while, and I felt like I understood it a lot. But guys, the tribulations that come in our lives when we're sheltered safely in his arms, it brings about patience in our life. And verse 1 and 2 are the key to that, because we're standing in his grace, because we've been justified by his faith. I want to tell you this morning that if you find yourself in a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you know that you are nothing without him, because that's what his word has shown you, not my opinion, that's what his word has shown you, and you find yourself in a relationship with Jesus, know this, that because you've been justified by his faith, the Bible says that we stand in his grace. And that the trying of our faith worketh patience. James said that we're to count it all joy when we enter into diverse temptations or all kinds of trials. How do you have joy in all kinds of trials? You're standing in the grace of God. If you're a believer today and God's called you to do something, and you don't even know what it is yet. You don't have what it is yet. Just say yes. Sometimes God will allow you through craziest of circumstances. Sometimes he'll allow you to drive 150,000 miles, not down once. So he can show you a broken car anywhere is something to thank for. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. God's grace is sufficient for us. And he's the trying of our faith, bring about patience in our life, and patience experience hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit has been given to us. This is encouraging for you today. God gives opportunities. He's a really good God. He gives us chances. He gives us opportunities to do things we're not really up for. And serve him that is head over heels against us. He promises in his word it's not going to smooth sail. He says, this life you will have trials and tribulations. So we live lives as Christians. We live our lives on promises. The rest of that verse, the promise to be of good cheer. I become the world. Wherever God calls you, get after it. Embrace it. Let God work in you. Let him show you through circumstances, through good and bad, just how much he's got this. And just how much He wants in through us.
To drive to Pleasant Valley is just too far to drive for them. They live right here close. One of the boys was in Southern Hills, the other one was at Barlow's. She said, I know that's something that we have to do, and we'll probably just go to church and go to school. She didn't say anything about it. She said just a lot of stuff happened. That's all she said. I told her. Yeah. Oh, man.